We're going to turn to an interview which Neil recorded earlier this week in the immediate aftermath of a sexism row that still has Germany's political and media circles in its grip. What happened, Neil?
Well, it is a bit complicated, but to put it in a nutshell, a German politician, Rainer Brüderle, was accused of sexism in an article by the Stern journalist Laura Himmelreich. And allegedly, Brüderle had told the reporter that she could fill a dirndl, which is a buxom, low-cut type of Bavarian dress. Now, according to Silvana Koch-Merin, a German member of the European Parliament who comes from the same party, the FDP, as Rainer Brüderle, the type of sexism Laura Himmelreich encountered is nothing new in European politics. The difference is, though, that she chose to speak out about it.
It's courageous because the journalist openly describes something that so far has been most of the time a taboo. Most of the women have encountered similar situations, like the journalist describes in her article, but it's not really been put out in the public, and especially in the relationship between politicians and journalists. And the consequences for the journalists are already visible. Interviews have been cancelled. So I thought this is courageous.
You mentioned a taboo regarding sexism. Has Germany, in your view, got a problem with sexism then?
I believe that a lot of societies do still have a problem in different degrees with sexism. There is a survey by the European Commission where it turns out that around 50% of the women across the EU in their professional context felt or feel sexually harassed. And I think these figures are showing very clearly that, yes, there is a problem still existent.
I mean, those are quite shocking figures you quote there, but don't you think that the situation of women has actually improved in recent years rather than worsened?
It has, absolutely. No, there is no question about that. It has improved. This also meant that for some years the debate about sexism hasn't been openly held, and because one hoped or thought, well, actually, maybe it's something that happens to me individually, but it's not a problem in society anymore. And this discussion now shows that actually, no, it's not and just individual experience. It's a broad issue, and that's why I'm very happy that we have this discussion that openly at the moment in Germany.
Now, you've said in the past that your good looks had a positive impact on your political career. Would you say that your good looks also made you a prime target for sexist remarks and inappropriate advances?
For me, personally, I mean, I'm very tall. I'm in centimeters, 183 or 6'2", I think. So this sometimes helped me to get out of a situation because, as it is some sort of power play, just ridiculous as it sounds, physical size sometimes also has an impact then.
How did you deal with people who are making openly sexist remarks? How do you respond?
It's a very individual question and a very individual issue. There are totally different levels of sensitivity. And what I can say for myself, that obviously there have been situations or there are situations where I still am really taken aback and I just I don't know really how to react. And I feel extremely uncomfortable in those situations. I think they're totally unnecessary and should not come up anymore in a modern society.
Being a member of the EU Femme Committee, which deals with women's rights and gender equality, what, in your view, has to change in Germany or indeed at a European level? Do we need stricter laws against sexism?
I think what really has to change is that the society is really used to having women as bosses in companies, in politics, as the head of school, as the chief doctor, and that on a really equal footing with men, that you can talk eye to eye and that it's not still an exception if a woman makes it to the top. And we should have equal pay for equal work. These kind of discriminations, they're all elements of the problem that there is still inequality, even though compared to 30, 40 years ago, obviously we made enormous progress.